So this is Jeremy Maclin here with Riley Cooper, and this is the 2-Minute Drill.
Vic under center. Vic lofts it for Riley Cooper. Does he have it? They say yes! Touchdown! Alley-oop to Riley Cooper on the near sideline. He went up and made a remarkable catch.
All right, Coop, first play right here. You know, something that we practice all week. You know, it's 3rd and 2. We've been having trouble in the red zone throughout the course of the season, and we finally, you know, put in the receiver's dream, a fade ball right here, and kind of walk me through it and tell me kind of what was going through your head and the process of all this.
The tight end was on the line of scrimmage, so, you know, I was off the ball, so he wasn't really pressed on me. I could kind of come off the ball, give him a couple moves, and then just aim toward that back pylon, and Mike put it right where it needed to be.
You know, we wanted to go after 24. That was kind of the goal, the thought process going into this game, but tell me about this one-handed catch right here, man. You think something that you practice on?
Definitely something special. Definitely the better of the two touchdowns between me and you that week this week. But I had to one-hand it because he was kind of pushing me and I was off balance. I couldn't get that right hand up. You know, Mike put it right where it needed to be, so I just had to go up and make a play.
But I come in at the end there and give you a pretty good pound into the head. I apologize about that.
Yeah, I got him back later on in the game, though. I didn't forget. I don't forget. All right, let me get that. We'll break down your touchdown.
It's 1st and 20. Foles is back. He's looking. Moves to his right. Steps up. He is firing deep. And it is caught for a touchdown! All the way down in the end zone to Jeremy Maclin.
My thought process through this was, as soon as I saw the safety level of his feet and I knew it was cover 3, I kind of figured that I have a pretty, you know, pretty clean shot to the end zone there. I think Nick did a good job of keeping his eyes down the field and getting rid of the ball. You know, the rest is history.
Yeah, Foles did a good job here, kind of just using his feet, keeping his eyes downfield, put the ball up and let Maclin go make a play. He took a good hit right there, too.
We got to watch this spike, though, at the end of this. Watch how hard I spiked the ball.
Jeremy's known for his spikes.
Cully tells me if you're going to spike the ball, you got to try to knock the air out the ball. So that's kind of what
I'm
trying
to do. Were you a baseball player?
I was.
Baseball outfielder?
Shortstop and center field.
I got you. Yeah, I was a center field too. You're doing a little crow hop right here.
Yeah, watch my little crow hop.
Ah, yeah. A little crow hop right there. I like it.
Yeah. Try to knock. And then, I guess this is where you get me back. Cause,
yeah, I was pumped for him. I was definitely pumped for him on this touchdown. I came sprinting down there, you know, kind of gave him a little one in the head. He popped me pretty good, but then I came with a fierce right, and caught him. He kind of caught him off guard on top of his chin strap.
Yeah, knocked my chin strap off, and had to get the equipment guy to fix me up over there. But
we were pumped, though, man. We were pumped.
Definitely.
That's the 2-Minute Drill. Thanks for hanging with us.